It's the radio segment that thinks it should totally start its own podcast.
Oh, I bet it does.
Oh, my God.
I think it has its own podcast.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. It's time for another edition of Care or Don't Care. And if you don't know how it works, I read a headline, then go around the room and ask my co-hosts if they care to hear about it. If they do, you're going to learn something amazing that's happening in the world right now. And if they don't, that story gets lost. Like that old TV show. Lost.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was clever almost.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It works. Let's just get to it. With your first headline, a Gen Z miracle that'll restore your hope in humanity. Care or don't care?
Dude, I care.
Gen Z, baby.
I care. I need all the restoration I can get
exactly,
right now.
Exactly.
A guy named Jimmy McDonald was kayaking last month in Lake George, New York, when his kayak tipped over.
Okay.
He says he was clinging to the boat with one hand.
Oof.
And his other hand was, quote, holding on to his new $1,400 cell phone.
Ah, yes, priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Priorities in life.
So he's just trying to stay afloat while saving his phone at the same time, and he was afraid he was about to drown.
No.
So
what'd he do, make a TikTok video?
Yep.
Is that what he did next?
He's not going to let go of that phone. What he did is he prayed to God for help, and then a miracle happened. Out in the distance, he saw a barge-like floating device filled with lights coming near him. It turns out it was a floating tiki bar filled with Catholic priests.
You're saying he prayed to God and a bar with priests in it came floating by.
I love that.
Is this a joke?
No.
I literally imagine there's a church locally and there's like a light that went off and the priests were like, you guys, God's calling. Let's go.
Tiki bar.
Yeah, according to the tiki bar.
According to the police report, a group of local priests had booked the tiki tour, not for boozing, obviously, just for sightseeing.
Sure they did. We know how those Catholics are.
And they were floating down the lake when they saw Jimmy and the sun reflecting off of his cell phone.
Oh.
So his cell phone also saved his life.
It did.
Dude, $1,400, it better be shiny.
Oh my God, you're right.
So it took a while for them to get to him, and Jimmy was so exhausted he couldn't even swim to the boat. But they pulled him in and even kept his cell phone from getting wet.
But did they give him a daiquiri or what?
He definitely needed one. No word on if Jimmy's going to start attending church more, but I would think he kind of owes the big guy upstairs one.
Give him one session.
And he's like, did I really promise all of that to him when he was begging?
Let's see if you guys care about this headline. Maybe the best news of 2020 is this unreal collab food news. Care or don't care?
I care.
But am positive? Yes. Give me positive news.
All right. Well, 7-Eleven is one of those chains with a massive cult following.
Yeah.
People look forward to the free Slurpee Day every single year, and they jump online by the thousands whenever some special 7-Eleven merch is unveiled.
Okay.
And now they're about to scour the shelves for an exclusive snack that's rumored to be released soon.
Okay.
It's an Oreo with a taquito, and they call it Oreo Taquito Cannoli.
Oh, that sounds really good.
It's up on our social media right now, at Brooke and Jeffrey, if you want to go take a look. But we're looking at the photo right now.
So, like, the outside of it, instead of it being, like, a tortilla, it's Oreo, and the inside's the cream.
Yeah.
So much cream.
Basically, it's like a long, twisted Oreo cookie twisted into the shape of a log, and it's all filled with cream on the inside.
Why are they not naming it Taquitorio?
It's too hard.
No.
But
Canorio.
There we go, Canorio. We did it. So we can move on now.
How did the internet respond? Tens of thousands of people went crazy for it. One person said in all caps, "What do we need to do to make this happen? You have my sword."
Yo, let's invest.
People are so weird. I actually believe this person has a sword.
I think so too. The 7-Eleven shared the photo saying it's not real, but it'd be totally cool if it was.
Okay.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, twist, twist, dunk, dunk, and they tagged Oreo at it.
Oh,
they called them
game
out.
On.
Dope.
So how did Oreo respond?
Yeah.
Oreo commented saying, 711 billion likes and it's a deal.
Oh, come on.
That's Oreo unrealistic.
Well, get it for 7-Eleven, 711.
Oh. They're like, sorry, we're Oreo. We're busy making like a fried chicken flavored Oreo right now. Yeah. We have other things on our plate.
Let's go to your next headline. Science finally found an explanation for why Brooke does what she does. care or don't care?
Ooh. I don't know what I do, so I care.
You gotta have to care.
Yeah.
Why do I do what I do?
I don't like science, but Brooke's weird, so I do care why she does those things.
Thanks, Alexis.
Piqued Alexis's interest. Well, we like to think that we have full control over our own bodies, but turns out we don't. Researchers at the University of Oslo in Norway found that our bodies start instinctively moving whenever we hear music.
Oh, and yeah, for sure.
It's
I always dance.
Almost impossible not to dance when you hear it and just stand still.
Really?
Even if you think that you're not dancing, our brains are actually so deeply programmed to like music that your body is going to make tiny movements to the beat.
I just thought of this.
Oh, wow. I dance when I think of a song.
Yeah.
Not even when I actually hear it. When I just hear it in my own head.
So if a tune comes on, you're going to instantly start tapping your foot or nodding your head.
Nodding my head is what you'll do.
Tapping your pin.
Because dancing is so ingrained into our bodies.
Grinding on your office chair.
Yeah. Can you turn the background music down?
Yes.
Freaking out.
Oh my gosh, she's pulling out the lawnmower. Here it comes.
I got the sprinkler.
No.
It's not a landscaping dance routine, okay? Get out of here with your lawnmower.
Yeah. Finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
Care.
Why do ducks have tail feathers?
Why?
To cover their butt quacks. Brooke liked that one. Brooke loved that one.
Oh, butt quack. Okay, I get it. Like a crack.
Yeah.
I took me a second.
You just go back to your 80s dance moves,
Brooke. I forgot.
Text into 78592. Tell us if you know a story out there that we should care about.
Quack.
Brooke still getting it. Coming up next, caller 25 is going to get $500 with the free money phone tap. That's coming up right after this.